morning. This is Michael Joe, and it's Friday. And Friday means it's time for an audio blog post. And so here I am, actually not in the car this morning. I'm sitting at the table, and I've got my phone in front of me. And I wanted to talk with you for just a minute about a couple of things that we've been talking about this week. We began the week talking about the incredible and amazing truth that God loves us, and he has a plan for our lives. Now, we know that, we've heard that, and I think sometimes because we know it and because we've heard it, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal in our life. We don't allow it to be the big deal that it should be in our life. So for just a minute, I want you to think about that for just a few moments, if you will. God loves you. Just let that permeate your brain. Let that come into your head and let that get into your heart. God loves me. How amazing and how incredible is that? God loves me. He loves me. That is just such an amazing thought when you really take the time to stop and think about it. Not that he says he loves you, but that he loves you. The fact that you are here, that you are listening, that you are seeing, that you are living, that you are breathing is evidence of God's love. He loves you. And not only does he love you, but because he loves you, he has created you on purpose and for a purpose. And so God has this amazing plan for your life. Because he loves you, he has this amazing plan for your life. Now just stop for a minute and think about that. God has an amazing plan for my life. I may not have any idea what that plan is. I may not think it's possible for God to have an amazing plan for my life, but he does have an amazing plan. And so what I need to do is I need to think about that. I need to remind myself of that, because what tends to happen in my life is I get distracted by all the frustrations that are around me and by all the minutiae of the daily things that I have to deal with, but sometimes I forget that. And there's great power in the knowledge and the belief that God loves me and he has an amazing plan for my life. Now, if God loves us and he has an amazing plan for our life, then we need to be dreamers. And when I say we need to be dreamers, I'm not talking about just sitting around daydreaming, wasting time, but I'm talking about if God loves us and he has an amazing plan for our life, then we need to come to this place where we go, wow, what could that plan be? I wonder what God wants to accomplish in my life, with my life, through my life. I wonder what God wants to do me. I wonder how God is going to use me. And as we begin to think about those kind of things, it automatically takes us to that place of dreaming. And dreaming, I think, is wondering what God is going to do. God could do this. God could do that. God could possibly accomplish this with my life. And as we begin to dream, trusting and believing God, this is what happens. God begins to shape our dream. As we start the process of dreaming, God begins to shape our dream. And he shapes our dream according to the plan that flows out of the love that he has for you and for me. And then as he begins to shape that dream begins to become a reality. And when the dream becomes a reality, you and I find ourselves living in a place called fulfillment. And that's where God wants us to live. I hope that you get this today. And if you didn't get it the first time, go back and listen to it again. God has some really interesting things that he's trying to tell us. They're simple things, but they're powerful things if we'll get them. I encourage you to get it today. And I hope that you'll keep coming back to this blog as we journey together to dream those dreams, to let God shape those dreams, to see the dream that he has for us become reality. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And make sure that somewhere, somehow, you give God the glory.